Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today is Tell Del Tuesday, and I have a special guest with us. Normally, I bring in the more experienced investors to tell their story, but today we're going to work with someone that's a beginner because I'm going to you'd be able to get the feel of what it's like to first experience Lifestyles and what it does and how real estate is going to change your life. So we're going to work today with Jeff Havis out of Temple, Texas, and Jeff is going to share his story. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Dale. Glad to be here.
Well, let's start off, Jeff, with how did you decide to look into real estate in the first place, and then we'll marry that to how you found Lifestyles.
Well, I had been interested in real estate for many years, and just kept working my 9-to-5 job and just felt like I never had the funds to get out and do it. Even took a couple of courses, one that seemed pretty scammy with my sister, and then I kind of lost hope a little bit in the process. And then I came across you guys from Bigger Pockets, and everybody was saying, yeah, this Lifestyles is the real deal. So I ended up dragging my wife and my newborn baby to one of the beginning presentations, and we started from there.
You know, you bring up a really great point, Jeff, that a lot of people, when they first stick their toe into the water of real estate investing, they run into some type of something for nothing, instantaneously, gratificationally diseased, midnight madness seminar kind of guru guy that's coming up with stuff that doesn't really make sense, or just the whole program is ripe with problems. If you could share with the audience what kinds of things you ran into out there as you started looking that didn't work. You don't have to use their names, but you can pretty much explain what the program was like and what was wrong with it.
Yeah, so first of all, everything was going good the first day. It was a two-day program. And then on the second day, they wanted us to start increasing all of our credit cards. And they were saying, well, you know, we could use the money on the credit card to buy the property, but really what I found out was they wanted us to increase our limits so we could pay them $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 worth of fees. And I kind of looked at my sister and I was like, yeah, this doesn't seem right. So that's one thing. So it was really just a sales tactic and not really caring about the people involved.
You know, I've heard that, I can't remember which, I think it's more than one seminar. Does that used to be the old scam in the real estate seminar business, is to get them to increase their credit cards on the first day so they can afford to buy the expensive course on the second day, which is really sad because then even if you did buy the course and even if the course did work, you're now in debt and don't have any money. You can't buy real estate,
right?
So that's pretty sad. Did you run into anything else or just that one course? Did you only look at one or did you run into other things? Or did you look at things and just could tell from the outside they didn't make sense?
Yeah, I looked at a few things and ran across some stuff. But then I came across Bigger Pockets where it seemed, it seemed like that's a good group of guys. And like I said, that's how I got to you, and you were Texas-based, and I'm right here in Temple, Texas. So I thought, well, I'm just go see these people. They're in Austin. And like I said, I told my wife, she's like, well, I don't know why we're here. And I was like, I think it was only like $200 to just do the financial freedom seminar, and I just started from there.
Yeah, that's interesting. Bigger Pockets was designed to be like a free online billboard or whatever, where people could just post stuff back and forth. And then what happened was is that a lot of people started finding out about us there, and they started trying to become more of a – they started selling programs and stuff like that. But I think the core – is probably what you ran into is the people out there just talking to each other, saying, hey, what do you really know about this stuff? Where will it really work or not? And so I'm glad they sent you to us. And, if you just want to get online and talk to people, that's a good place to go. The problem with that kind of stuff, though, folks, is that for every one person that might know what they're talking about because they're a Lifestyles member and they're logged in there and talking to people, there's probably 10 or 20 who have no idea what they're talking about and they're giving you bad information. That bad information can cost you lots of money. It really could, you know, making mistakes on the back end. All right, so how did you found us through Bigger Pockets, and then what did you do? How did you get to us? I'm just curious. What did you do?
Yeah, I went and looked you guys up on the internet, and I did the initial seminar.
The free workshop?
The free workshop. And when I went there, I just had a good feel. It just felt genuine. I think I'm a genuine person. And when I showed up to that little workshop, I told my wife, I was like, this is the real deal. I was like, I just felt it. And I was like, it's only, you know, $200 to start on the financial freedom course at the time. And I had to do something because I was just feeling stuck in my 9-to-5 job. I was trying to raise a family, and I knew I wasn't going to be able to save enough money to retire. I needed to find something else.
Yeah. For those of you out there listening and following along with this, Jeff probably paid $297 because that's a special we've had running here, where if you sign up on DellHelpMeNow.com, you go to DellHelpMeNow.com. The normal membership $740 for the first year. You can get in for $297. You can also just text the word radio to 88007 and get to the same place. The difference, though, guys, is that you can watch a free workshop that's between 30 and 40 minutes long. I don't remember exactly how long it is, but it will tell you everything about what we do and how we do it and who we are and what you're going to have to do to be able to get started here. And I think that's what Jeff started with, was the free workshop. And by the way, Jeff, I think you probably paid $297. I don't remember it ever going for $200. All right, so that's good. So you got in, you took the free workshop, you're comfortable with that. You signed up then after that, and you showed up to a two-day, I assume. Did you take it online or did you take it live?
I took it live.
Okay. So let's talk about the two-day. 2 days of massive amounts of information thrown at you, right? I mean, it's like a fire hose. You're drinking out of a fire hose. It's that much. What were your thoughts when you were taking this class?
Well, I took it with David, and at the time, the first one I took with him, he was actually sick, but he was still on fire. And I was like, wow, this guy, he's man, he's enthusiastic. And like I said, again, everybody I've interacted with Lifestyles has just been caring, enthusiastic, and, you know, and the information was just out of this world. I had learned a lot through books, but it's just different getting in front of somebody that's actually done it. I mean, you can read as many books as you want, but until you actually physically get in front of somebody that's doing it and does it now, it's just a totally different ball game.
So on his worst day, he's better than most people. It's just unbelievable how much energy he's got. Let's talk, though, about content for a second. Was there anything in either the first day or the second day or both I call aha moments? That's where, you know, I knew it was there, I knew I wanted to do it, but I just couldn't get my arms around the numbers or how it really worked. And then that boom, you hear that and go, that's what I've been missing. Did you have any aha moments?
I did, actually. When he starts talking about the 401k in the first day, and for example, you know, when I took my job where I work now, and I've been there almost 15 years, and they're like, oh, well, you know, such and such is going to retire, and we're going to give you her position, which has not happened yet. And then I start thinking, well, I mean, how come she hasn't retired yet? She should have all kinds of money, right? So next month we'll be celebrating her anniversary, and I'm just thinking that, wow, I mean, I would want to spend time with my grandkids, you know, and she's a great lady. It's just, my mind was just like, well, why can't she retire? And another thing is, I mean, I'm a single income family trying to raise a family, you know, three beautiful kids. And I'm like, well, they have two incomes and successful careers. And the longer she stays, you know, I won't be able to get a promotion. So I just had to do something, you know. I just saw it, and I realized that through the first day of the 2 day. I kind of knew it, but that was just my confirmation.
Okay, so the 401k doesn't work. We all agree with that. What else did you see or hear that was changing, life changing?
Well, a huge one for me is the paradigm shift. of how you actually view things. And when I started doing this, everybody thought I was just crazy. They said, "Well, don't do that." And you know, and everybody has their opinions about things, and it's usually from people that have never done it. And so with lifestyles, I felt good about it because these are people that have actually done it. I mean, me and my wife at one of the expos, we got in the elevator with Curtis Haynes, and I was like, when we got out, I told her, I said, "He's a billionaire." You know, she's like, "No, whatever, maybe millionaire." You know, and I was like, "No, he owns like a ton of apartments." And anyway, through the conference, she ended up hearing that herself, and she was like, "Wow."
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Were you, I guess that was a pretty big experience. Were you just, what was your feeling, your wife's feeling about the fact that if you were at Expo, there's thousands of people that had done the same thing you're looking at doing? Did they give you any confidence?
Oh, tons of confidence. And my wife, she's never met a stranger. So she made a ton of friends, and we've just met a lot of people that have already been doing it. And so, yes, the expos are awesome. We've gone to every one every year for the last 5 years or so.
Uh-huh. All right, so let's talk about then, what was your thoughts between getting started right away in single family or getting started right away in multifamily? Why did you pick single family?
I picked single family because all my equity was tied up in my primary residence, and it was the house that we had been living in, and we had raised our kids for 13 years. And so I had to go through a process of actually convincing the family to go ahead and sell the house. That way we can get the capital to invest it in rental properties, which wasn't an easy task because they did not want to sell the house. So that was in 2021 when the market was really high, and we sold that house, and then we bought that house in Houston, and then now we have one here in Temple. So we have two rentals.
Wow. So, man, that's a lot to do. I mean, not that it's hard to sell a house. It's the fact that you had to convince them. That proves that you're all in, man, 100% all in. And you talked to your family, or they became all in with this process. Now that you've done it, are they okay now that you got another house in Temple?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're good now. Now we sold that house, and we bought another house here, and it's a little bit bigger, about 1,000 square foot bigger. We actually have an extra bedroom, so they love it. It's in a good neighborhood. And I use the cash flow from those two properties to supplement my house payment here, so it works out good.
So did you take your old personal residence, or did you sell it? I thought I heard you say you sold it.
I sold it.
You sold that and bought two rentals and a place to live?
Yes, that's correct.
So you expanded. I mean, your net worth just tripled. You've got assets now, three times in dollars worth of assets you used to have, and two of them are income producing for you, and you now have depreciation covering, you know, the income with depreciation so that you don't pay taxes on the rental income. That's quite a move.
Yes, yeah, and my boss has been there 40 years. I was just explaining this to her the other day, and she's like, "Oh, I didn't know you could take depreciation and all that," because her son has a rental. And I said, "Well, he'll be fine." And I was explaining the benefits, and then I didn't realize. I mean, she's a brilliant lady, and I was like, "Well, I didn't even realize she didn't have a clue, you know, what the benefits of real estate are."
Yeah, I don't think most people do. In fact, many CPAs, I get this all the time. People say, "You know, I went to my CPA and told them what you said in the 2-day, and they didn't even know that you could get all these deductions and earn all this income tax-free." And in a big way, when you're really a big-time real estate investor, you become a real estate professional, you can actually write off your losses against your earned income, too. So it's an amazing thing, having said that. So you talk about your boss. Let's talk just a slight bit before we get into the details of the deals. How did the people feel where you work when you start doing this?
Well, I one of the ladies that I'm really, really close to, she's like, "Man, I ought to take the money out of my paid for house, and I need to do what you're doing." And I told her she could do it too. And she could probably go ahead and just retire herself. 'Cause I mean, she's been there a long time, and her expenses are low. and like, you have enough money in that property to go ahead and do it. And she wants to do it, but I guess she's got that fear.
It's very common for people to have fear. That's why we do the radio shows. That's why we have free workshops. That's why we do everything we do to get people introduced to this opportunity. In fact, if you want to go to that free workshop, again, just go to DellHelpMeNow.com or text the word radio to 88007 to get to the free workshop. Get some of this information under your belt. Overcome some of this fear. That's a good idea. Let's talk now about, you said your family's all bought in. That's your close family. What about your extended family? You get any feedback from your relatives, like your parents, her parents, anything like that?
Oh, my parents, the sky has always fallen, which is my dad, he worked till he was 72 years old. I mean, one job for 33 years, and he just can't get out of that mindset. But now he sees what I'm doing, and he makes little comments like, where at first he was a little bit negative on it, and he's like, wow, that you could actually probably get somewhere with this. And he starts giving me little nuggets, and I'm like, okay, that's confirmation.
All right,
you know, because.
Another convert. There we go. All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Jeff Havis and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
To creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Walmsley Radio Show returns in moments. The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. You're hearing the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Jeff Havis out of Temple, Texas. And as we went to break, we were talking about, you know, the pushback you get from people in your lives as you start to do something different. People generally don't like it when someone they know does something different, does something exciting, and or starts to see results and starts to get ahead. There's an old story about if you take a pot full of crabs and you start to boil the pot, as crabs try to crawl out of the pot, the other crabs will grab them and pull them back down in there. And I think that's really what happens in our society, is that when you start to see your friends and relatives become successful doing something different and not fitting the mold, you're going to try to talk them down, you know, save their lives for them. Really what you're doing is trying to keep yourself from needing to keep up with the Joneses, that type of a deal. So having said that, let's get back at it here. Jeff, let's talk about the first property you purchased. I know you sold your home to get some working capital, as we explained in the earlier segment. Let's talk about the first rental property you purchased. Tell us about that.
Okay, so yeah, we sold that house in April 2021, and I went ahead and joined the challenge program, and I started taking all the classes, and I finished all the classes, and it was great information, and the fear had gotten away, and I just sat on it, and my wife actually. She said, I kept looking at deals come through the email blast, and I was kind of looking in Houston because I liked the numbers there and stuff like that. And so Moon Kim had sent me a couple of emails, and I was like, more info, and I would sit on it and sit on it and sit on it. And my wife finally said, hey, you joined this Lifestyles Unlimited, you believed in it, you need to take action now. And so I didn't end up buying that house until like November of 2021, but my goal was to get one rental property before the end of the year, and we did that.
Let's talk about what kind of a deal was it? What were the numbers like? What was the house like?
It was a single family. It was a three bedroom, two bath, just, you know, standard single family in a Jersey Village area. When we actually, I was amazed because the appraisal came in. They said it was going to appraise for like 210, and it ended up appraising for like 244,000, which just by buying that property had $44,000 in equity, and it was initially like a $400 or $500 cash flow per month.
Well, let's go through it. You said you had $44,000 in equity. What did you pay for it? What was the sales price?
$150,000.
So those of you out there, you say this can't happen. You can't buy a $244,000 house for $150,000. And I'm going to tell you again, for the 34th year in a row, you can. So he buys it for $150,000. Then you have to do some renovation. How much did you have to put in for renovation?
It was a little under $40,000.
Okay. So now you've got $190,000 in it. And how much did the lender lend you on this $244,000? Did you use hard money on this?
I did use hard money.
Okay. So that means you have at least $10,000 in closing costs. So you've got about $200,000 in it, because that's two closings.
Right.
One closing for the hard money, one closing to get into the regular finance. So there you go. You've got about $200,000 in the deal, and it's worth $244,000. You make $44,000. How much out of pocket on this did it take?
It was like $40,000,
$38,000. Okay. Let's take a look at that in my trusty, you should never use on the radio, telephone calculator. And we say we're going to take, we made $44,000 on $38,000. So 44 divided by 38. You made 115% capital gains on the deal. And you said it was cash flowing for what, $400 a month?
Yes.
So we'll do that. We'll do 400 a month times 12. That's 48,000. 4,800, I'm sorry, a year, divided by 38,000, divided by 38,000, 1, 2, 3. And that is a 12.6% cash-on-cash return. I mean, those are phenomenal numbers to me. I wish my savings account paid 12.6. But more importantly, I wish I made 115% on every deal I did the day I did it. But that's pretty much what the model is that we go by. How long did it take you to purchase and complete the deal?
It took about 3 months.
Okay. And this one was in either Temple or Houston. Which one was this? Houston?
This one was actually in Houston.
Houston. Now, how did you do a deal in Houston when you lived in Temple? Did you drive down there, or did you have people here help you?
No, I didn't. I didn't drive down there. It was a little learning curve for me to start with. First of all, the contractor kept me updated weekly with the pictures and text and email communication, and I'd call in to check in about once a week, just to see if there was progress happening. Other than that, and the whole time owning this property, it's not hard to get somebody out there to do something for you, and you don't even have to go down there. I think it's actually more of a benefit for me to live so far away, because I can't physically go to the property, so it's just taught me so much.
That's so true. That is so true. It's funny because, like, my wife asked me the other day, she says, you know, we've got this, we have a pipe leak in our swimming pool, or something under our swimming pool's leaking. She says, I've got an inspector coming out tomorrow from a pool company to figure out what it is that's leaking. And she goes, well, I was hoping you would go over there. I go, that's not my job. You're managing the property, not me. I'm not going over there. What am I going to do? Like, I'm a pool expert or something, right? No, so you're right.
Right.
Sometimes it's better that you can't go over there, because really some stuff you really can't deal with yourself anyway. You got to need somebody else. So that's a good point. I like that. Now, you got $400 a month positive cash flow the rest of your life. You now have, in this one deal, you have cash flow that's going to occur for as long as you want to keep this property. Have you thought about how long you don't want to keep this property, or are you not to that
point? I've actually been going back and forth with the mentors. I've contacted Doug quite a bit, Doug Butler. And he's told me, well, you know, with the rates going up and everything, he just said, well, if you're not in a hurry to sell it, just kind of hang on to it and see what the market's going to do. And so I guess I'm coming up on about the 3 or 4 year mark on this house. Everything seems to be good. I did have a tenant turnover last October, which they left the house immaculate. And I was really fearful on that, but that wasn't as it was only vacant for like 2 months from the time they moved out to the new tenant moved in. So that wasn't bad at all. So I got some equity in it. I just need to figure out what I'm going to do next with it. So my next one was a little bit different. We bought a house, a primary residence for our family, right here in Temple. And we moved in it for 2 years with the intention of selling it. I mean, I'm sorry, of renting it in the end. And, so I actually last summer, got that house rented. It's cash flowing $471 a month.
All right, let's stop right there. You ran right by all the information so quickly that we're leaving people behind. Let's talk about this. You bought a house to live in and then eventually turn into a rental property. So did you get owner occupancy financing?
I did.
Which was how much down?
5%.
So you only had, see, this is the part that you just blew right over. You only had to put 5% down on this house.
That's right.
So did you buy this house at any kind of a discount, or did you just pay full market for this?
Actually, I did buy it at a discount. It was when the market was super hot, 2021, and we ended up with just buying the home. We had $10,000 of equity built in, which was pretty amazing for the market at the time.
Okay, so you made $10,000 in equity, and you put how much down?
We put about $13,000 down to get into it.
Okay, that's your 5% down. And you made $10,000 on $13,000, so that's, let's get a quick number here. So we made $10,000 on $13,000, so we take $10,000 divided by $13,000, and we got a 76.9 or 77% return to start with, 77% equity. Right? Not bad.
That sounds right. Yeah.
All right. Now let's talk about what the cash flow is now. What's the cash flow at this point?
Right now it's $471 a month.
And let's figure this one out. And we've got 471 times 12. You're talking about $5,652 a year divided by, you've got $13,000 in it. That is a 43.4% cash on cash return. These are unbelievable numbers, man. 43% return on cash flow. Man, those are good numbers. I'd do those all day long, man. I'd do 10 of those in a row if I had the cash. That's unbelievable.
Well, that's where my mindset has shifted. I'm ready to move faster. Not too fast, but I want to get to moving. Maybe do another one this year. We got some funds coming in, and trying to get my wife. You know, she's already on board. She's the one telling me, "Come on, let's go, let's do it." You know,
absolutely. If you can keep knocking them up like that, you know, hitting them out of the ballpark, that's serve that up and let's slam that thing. That's tee it off as a golf concept. You know, boom,
right.
Hole in one. Both of those were unbelievable. One, and both of them for different reasons. One had very little down. The other one had more down, but it had, you know, incredible capital gains. So they're both incredible deals. The second one that you're living in now, or now, then you went from this second one, you moved and bought another house for yourself?
That's correct.
Did you buy that one owner occupancy?
Yes. And yeah, that one is really interesting. That was an amazing deal as well. It was a family deal, but the numbers were awesome. I mean, I walked into it with $66,000 worth of equity when I signed the paperwork. Zero.
Well, do tell. Don't hide this from us. How did this happen?
It was actually between my sister and brother-in-law, and I actually mowed this grass when I was a boy, and. And this opportunity came up to buy this house, and I jumped on it because I love this house. It's a funny story because, I grew up in a 1,200 square foot home, very modest. My dad was very frugal. And so we always thought this part of town was the richy side. Everybody over here was rich. And then now that I'm over here, I realize it's just a, you know, a working class neighborhood. But I love the house, and... Yeah, so that right there added to my net worth. So I've seen my net worth just see, probably five times what it was when I bought that first house.
So you realized a $66,000 equity gain because your family let you have the deal, have the house at a good deal. What did you have to put down to get that $66,000 in equity?
They gave me a check. They gave me like a $300 or $400 check.
No. How does this work? Tell me.
It's almost too good to be true.
Good to be true. That's why I want you to tell the story. Don't hold out. Yeah. We only have 30 seconds left here, man. Tell the story.
So basically, my brother-in-law, he just wanted to get out of it, and he knew I wanted it, and so he made me a deal on it. I used the same lender for all three, Adam Welch at CMG, and he made it happen. He made all three of my deals happen for me, and this lifestyle has just been awesome for me. It's given me hope to push on.
Wow. Those are amazing stories. Thanks for coming on, Jeff. I appreciate you sharing your stories. And the rest of you out there, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. I want you to go ahead and text radio to 88007. Get to that free workshop. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.